All right, can everyone hear me? Well, they do say yes. Well, thank you so much for coming. I know this is the last talk of this day, or like at least within this dev room. So I imagine some of you may be quite tired. So just to get our spirits up for the last time today, can we get a big yay from the audience? There we go. That's what we're looking for. Well, with this said, there might be a small surprise for some of you who might have expected a slightly different title, but today we're here to talk about Fluorite, the console-grade game engine in Flutter. I'm here on behalf of Toyota Connected presenting this talk. My name is Jamie Kerber. I'm the consulting senior engineer at Very Good Ventures and the lead engineer on the Fluorite project. This talk has been prepared in coordination with Joel Winarska, the Principal Engineer 3 at Toyota Connected North America and the lead and founder of the Fluorite project. He's very sad he couldn't be here with us today, so he asked me to share a short video message for you all.
Hello. Welcome, and thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska.
Can you hear that?
I work for Toyota Connected North America, and I'm responsible for the Flutter Relations at Toyota. Unfortunately, I am not able to attend. Hello, welcome. And thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska. I am responsible for embedded Flutter.
Oh, there we go. We did it. Oop.
Hello, welcome, and thank you for attending our talk. My name is Joel Winarska. I work for Toyota Connected North America, and I am responsible for embedded Flutter innovations at Toyota. You may have noticed I changed the name of the talk. Unfortunately, I am not able to attend FOSDEM this year. Instead of canceling, I made the decision to share another innovation we are working on. Let me introduce Jamie Kerber, my colleague from Sweden. Jamie, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Joel, for this wonderful introduction. With this said, let's just get into it. So, where are we today? What is the Toyota Connected state of Flutter on embedded platforms at this point in time? Well, Toyota is responsible for the development of the IVI home screen, which is the Flutter embedder for embedded targets running Linux with a Wayland interface, which is a huge part of the MetaFlutter project on Yocto Linux, which enables all kinds of embedded and automotive Linux solutions. As a real-life production use case, we have the Toyota RAV4 2026 model, which has been announced very recently, and it just so happens to be running this precise stack. So that's production grade for you. We're all very excited for some of you to try this product very soon. If not, well, perhaps next time. The downside of that solution, however, is that just like most other Flutter applications, it only supports 2D static interfaces, which kind of limits the expressibility when it comes to designing UI and UX interfaces. So we were kind of thinking, how do we want to solve this problem? And we realized that the next obvious step for digital cockpit innovation are game engines. So, sounds great, right? Just like take a big old game engine, slap it in, and see what happens, right? There's a lot of very fun use cases for it. For example, let's say that in your new product, you might want to integrate an interactive user manual, which might show, for example, how to use certain features of the vehicle on a step-by-step basis, providing very clear instructions using 3D illustrations to your users. Another one could be hardware state visualization. So let's say that you can see on your screen a 3D model of the vehicle you find yourself in, and let's say that you might want to notice whenever one of the lights is broken. With this, we would be able to pinpoint exactly which one it is, making it very easy to enable, for example, self-service scenarios, pointing the user exactly to where that light bulb is, and again, tying back to the previous step-by-step tutorial feature, how to take care of such a use case. Another one is environmental mapping. Let's say that you find yourself in a particularly tricky environment with a lot of obstacles and you want to be able to avoid them swiftly. With this, we're able to, if we have a 3D mapping available of the outside environment, project it on your screen inside, allowing you to maneuver more accurately in avoiding those obstacles. On top of that, we can enable way more natural controls for, let's say, things such as like heating or like wipers or any kind of functionality in a vehicle by providing 3D objects that look similar to their real-life counterpart, making it a way more intuitive experience to control such settings. Last but not least, there are already a number of other manufacturers on the market that do provide similar solutions. Thanks to Fluorite integrated in Flutter, we will be able to enable all of you to compete on that market by providing equal, if not even better, solutions. However, please note that all of the above is just technical speculation on my part and does not in any way whatsoever reflect the roadmap of any existing product. With this said, what would be the challenges of integrating a game engine in a Flutter application in an embedded scenario? Well, we actually tried that, and it turns out that all of the existing game engines that we tried were not adequate for this type of solution. Based on our internal investigation, the main problems with Unity and or Unreal were that they are closed source software. They require proprietary blobs to be shipped as part of the Linux distribution, which unfortunately means that we would lose on Yocto compatibility, which is a massive chunk of our use cases. Not only that, but whenever you integrate a native view of this type in a Flutter application, for every single one of them, you have to spin up a separate instance of the entire engine, which is very, very heavy on resources, and in our experiments has led to very low frame rate and poor performance. On top of that, count hefty licensing fees that might go as high as multiple millions of dollars per year. That was a bit of a non-starter, so we tried with something more promising, a real up and riser, that being Godot, an open source game engine that has lately seen quite a bit of adoption. In that case, when testing on a Raspberry Pi 5, which is one of the more groundbreaking embedded platforms, we noticed an unfortunately long startup time of 20 seconds and above. That sadly wasn't acceptable, but in further testing, we found it was also resource heavy in a similar way to Unity and Unreal, at least for our use cases. So we tried to go with something a bit closer to the Flutter core. Using the Impeller renderer and the Flutter GPU package, one should be able to integrate some sort of like 3D visualization in your Flutter app. However, we found that while it is stable on iOS, it unfortunately is unstable on Android and flat out unavailable on Linux, macOS, and Windows. So with not being able to run on Linux, that's another solution that we have found unavailable to us. And also to that, you have to count the immature API of that solution that is in constant improvement, but was just not moving fast enough for us. So what is the solution that we came up with? Let's start from the technology we already had on hand. First and foremost, we have Flutter running on embedded platforms, thanks to the IVI home screen and MetaFlutter projects. Second, we're working on a Flutter SDL3 embedder, which enables cross-platform I/O across multiple types of embedded devices and platforms, as well as operating systems. To that, add Google's Filament 3D rendering engine, which allows one to render really high-quality 3D environments using physically-based rendering and anything that entails. So how do we put those three together? We get Fluorite. Fluorite is a game engine fully integrated in Flutter because it is a package that you integrate in your existing Flutter applications, meaning that you can greatly reduce the complexity of merging a game application and a Flutter UI application, since you code both in the same language using Dart as well as any other tooling that comes with Flutter. Thanks to this, you can share code between UI and game logic. This is because Fluoride View is just another Flutter widget that you can integrate anywhere in your applications. This way, it benefits from the Flutter layout system. You can place multiple of them at the same time for multi-view scenarios. And this also means that they can share state between each other. You can have game objects and UI widgets being part of the same context, can use any of the existing Flutter solutions for state management, such as Provider, RiverPod, or Block, to talk to each other in real time. Let's go through a short showcase of features that we have already developed for Fluoride. Well, the main one is the high-performance ECS core. In order to stay within the realm of the well-known style of game engine APIs, we decided to base everything on top of our own entity component system. With this, we implemented the main core in C++, which allows us to drive really minute optimizations for low-end and embedded hardware by controlling memory and processing in a very, very tightly integrated way. However, all of this is presented to you, the developer, as a very clean and high-level Dart API, which very closely mimics the same APIs you might already know and love from other game engines such as Unity, Unreal, Godot, and many others. As a part of that, we provide a hierarchical scene graph, just like in all of those other game engines, allowing you to provide provide complex and nested objects in your scenes. This means that all of the knowledge and skills that you have acquired while developing for all those other game engines is 100% transferable, plus and minus some API minutia. But here in this picture, you can see a working example taken from one of the applications you're going to see later in the presentation. It showcases a simple bouncing ball. So we have an ID, we have a name for it, and we have a list of components, which might sound familiar. You have a transform with position, scale, rotation. You have a collider, you have a model, a renderable, and a behavior script with such functions as onCreate, onUpdateFrame, and similar. One feature we're particularly proud of are the model-defined touch trigger zones. This feature enables your 3D artists and your game developers to work in parallel by letting the artists define which areas of the model are clickable and for the developer to later connect that event to some sort of interaction with your application. In this case, you can see the wheel being tapped and that increasing the tire pressure. At the same time, though, you can see that there is a synchronization between the game state and the Flutter application, because you can change the sliders and that regulates the size of the various tire pressure indicators on the said car. What you're seeing right here is an application that we have developed in Fluoride. It showcases a simple 3D scene with a lot of high quality assets, as well as the aforementioned model-defined touch trigger zones. And of course, we want to present console-grade 3D rendering. Google's Filament enable us to provide high-quality workflows, which are optimized for embedded platforms, but also allow you to use a variety of high-quality, physically-based assets and lighting systems. But of course, that is just one of the many use cases. Another thing we provide is a customizable shader and rendering pipeline, which can allow you to, to design any sort of more stylized performance in accordance with your designer's own vision. And of course, it wouldn't be Flutter if we didn't have Hot Reload. As you can see in this video, I'm simply typing a different value for like the orbit distance for the camera and pressing save. And in the matter of less than a fraction of a second, it's reloading the scene as we're looking at it, which is orders of magnitude faster than other solutions like Unity and Godot. With this, where is the Fluoride game engine going next? What does the roadmap look like? Well, the very next item on our agenda is implementing the Jolt physics integration, which would allow us to define any sort of realistic and deterministic interactions between game objects in our simulated world. This will be available as just another component attached to your entities, probably called physics, which will allow you to define a variety of collider settings, either rigid or soft bodies, and many more. Next up, we're going to enable a higher amount of creative workflows. We're working on delivering CLI and GUI tooling to better support both designers and developers in mutually developing rich applications for all of your use cases. As of today, we already support many open formats. We have Blender compatibility, we support GLTF and GLB models, KTX, HDR, as well as other formats for textures, and the shaders are programmed using a superset of GLSL, which is the same shader language you might be using on most other platforms. All of this is supported out of the box. Thanks to this, you can very easily, in a matter of minutes, if not seconds, port assets from your existing game projects in those other engines. And of course, this wouldn't be an embedded automotive talk if we didn't mention full cross-platform support. Thanks to Flutter SDL3, we'll have full support for embedded platforms, mainly Linux, which includes Yocto, mobile on iOS and Android, desktop on all the majors, on all the major desktop OS systems, as well as game consoles. This is all thanks to SDL3 that not only provides us with all of the tooling necessary, but thanks to the platform agnostic nature of both Flutter and Filament, which has very easily allowed us to experiment with that and will help us in delivering those experiences to you in the near future. And of course, it would be kind of sad if we kept all of that to ourselves, which is why we're also going to release an SDL3 API in Dart, available as a package to include within your Fluoride applications. Well, but how do we get to all of those next steps? You know the saying, teamwork makes the dream work, which is why we are seeking collaboration with engineering teams. Mainly what we're looking after is the commitment of development resources to the Fluoride project for the purpose of establishing and delivering on a common roadmap as well as feature development for the purpose of this engine. There is a website available. Right now it has a very neat looking coming soon view, but in the next couple days we're going to update it to include all of the key information you have seen in those slides. But with this said, oh, actually, I'm gonna give you a couple seconds to connect with that QR code. Yes. Right. Right. Sorry?
I didn't know I need the microphone. My question is about accessibility. You know, Flutter integrates nicely with native OS accessibility frameworks. What about the UI and stuff that is rendered natively? Will it also be possible to, for example, write my game components or like the 3D objects with like something like, you know, accessibility widget, and it will be exposed to someone who is, for example, blind?
Right. Yeah, we're still working on the API for that. However, it is something we are actively considering. We are fortunate enough that Flutter does have a rich accessibility API thanks to its semantic tree. So the plan would be something adjacent to incorporating a semantics node as part of the semantics subtree, which would be then provided by a Fluoride view widget. Right. This is the question section. Oh, no worries at all. So, Any more questions?
Thank you. Yeah, you mentioned cross-platform support across all the native platforms that are supported by Flutter today. You mentioned that you are supporting all of the native platforms supported by Flutter today. I was wondering if you also explored using, say, WebAssembly and WebGPU, if it's possible at all to also make this available for Flutter web apps.
We have yet to consider like a broader range of those. Right now, we're mainly focused on targeting just the latest versions of Windows, some of the Linux distributions, and macOS. But please do bring it up whenever we open the GitHub repository. We'll be happy to take a look at your issue.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Any more questions?
Anything at all?
Then I have one question. Do you render all the stuff on CPU or on GPU?
Oh no, it's fully GPU accelerated. We're using Vulkan to drive the Fluorite 3D renderer. So you basically get the full GPU acceleration of whatever platform you find yourself on.
Great, thank you.
Oh, I'm seeing one more question. Bring them on.
Yeah. Last one. Do you, when you're building this infotainment system for the Etihad car, do you have some UI testing process that tests that the feature you're building actually like works as intended?
Sorry, could you repeat? And
do you use any UI testing solution, as in when you're building this infotainment system for the car, how do you verify that you know this works? Do you do any UI testing? That's the question.
I don't think I can answer any of that. I'm mainly focusing on developing the software around it. What you're asking is probably under responsibility of a different team. But again, I'll be happy to look into that a bit more later and see if I can provide you with an answer. But I'm sure that whatever we are working on will never be shipped into a real vehicle unless it passes Toyota's rigorous quality standards that are already being in use in any of the current products.
One more?
So,
if this is available to port or will be available to port to different boards, is there, or you know, like outside of a car, or maybe that's the car is like vehicles are the focus. I work with a lot of embedded systems in robotics. I do a lot of visualization. I'm wondering if there's any plan for like integrating sensor data, or to be able to read sensor data and like render that in Fluorite.
That would be kind of cool
to be able to point clouds, LiDAR images, yeah. Things like that.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely a very cool use case scenario. And while I'm not sure whether we're going to experiment with that ourselves, it's definitely sort of the type of experience we want to enable. In terms of board compatibility, like what we're going to do in general is test it on a very small subset of target devices. However, in general, assuming we've done everything right, this should run basically on anything that runs Linux, supports certain hardware requirements, and has a version of Vulkan of 1.1 and above, if I have that correct. Right now, we're definitely testing against Raspberry Pi 4, so like that's sort of like one of the devices we're looking at. Sorry, Raspberry Pi 5, my bad. There's probably some more, but that's the one I can definitely tell you about right now. Yep. Do we have time for any other questions?
That's it.
All right, thank you so much for coming. If you have any other questions about strategy and the general direction of the project, as well as collaboration, please email joel winarski@toyotaconnected.com. However, I'm available myself to answer any and all technical questions. So let me know. Thank you for coming.